Chris, it just poured in a glass.
Look,
the oxidation,
the carbon.
Yes, say it.
Carbonation.
Say it.
I was gonna say carbonization.
Like, carbonization.
I just have. That's one. What happens in Mandalorian.
The carbon monoculating.
I just have one with a nice sugar rim and the caramel.
Nah.
Oh,
there you go.
It's like it's the caramel. They put like honey, and I'm like, now you have like gobs of honey ring down.
That's good.
That's gross.
Nothing wrong with that.
Honey's delicious.
And then I had
I like honey.
Pie ale after that.
Ooh.
It was quite nice.
Dessert in the glass.
So what do you think about
that? I'm not a big fan of gobs of anything running
down. Christ.
I mean, to each their own, I guess.
Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for November 20th. 20th? 20th? Wow.
2-0.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Atch Guy.
Hey!
How's it going?
Good.
My other brother, Chris.
I am back again.
And thankfully, not my brother, Perry.
Oh.
From another mother.
Nah.
I'm sad.
Scooch in, Perry.
I'm scooting in. It's an intimate affair.
That's right.
Four guys, one mic.
Raspberry ale.
Perry has to talk about the Thirsty Dog.
Thirsty Dog.
Are they Akron?
They're Akron.
Yeah. They're pretty close.
Ohio?
All right. Perry wants to came here. He said he has to talk about Call of Duty Pokemon. First, he has a story for us.
Oh, well.
Is this too much build-up now? You
Chris
look comfortable?
Was talking about tendies and neckbeards. And I just saw on the way here, as I stopped at the gas station, a classic neckbeard girlfriend. All right. Slightly overweight, short. Black hair.
I told you this was going to be an offensive story.
I know. You were the one that I thought we were just going to pass it off.
Kind of you like, said no. He needs to tell it. No,
kind of like wannabe goth, always wearing dark clothes. It's just.
I mean, I know
glasses,
what he's talking about.
And dark black glasses. It's the same look. It's always the same look. I didn't say
this
it wasn't.
This is the story.
Yeah.
Did she do something?
Great. I'm glad your story is making fun
I
of someone's appearance.
I didn't tell it on air.
Yes, you did. You specifically said.
I just wanted to
now you're just lying.
Now you're lying.
Now I want tendies.
Yeah.
What did it have to do with tendies? Speaking of tendies, I saw a fat girl.
Well, neckbeards, tendies, fat girls.
Bugs orange.
They all go hand in hand.
I mean, I can't say, I live alone. I made myself hamburger helper today.
Not even dinosaur nuggets.
No.
It's hamburger helper.
What, you expect me to turn an oven on? What am I? Am I Bobby Flay? Jesus, man. You think I have a baking sheet?
How hilarious would it be to go and beat Bobby Flay and make, like, hamburger?
Say, my special dish is those chicken tenders that look like dinosaurs.
And he's like, wait, what?
He's like over there, like, trying to, like, form the meat into a dinosaur.
They're like, is that supposed to be a T-Rex?
Yeah, the guy gets
it
up,
looks like shit.
Yeah, the guy's a frozen bag. They like clonk down the big gray
frozen creepy fries.
He's just sitting there looking at his watch.
Some of them are
they're
still
almost done.
Some of them are still stuck together, and he puts them in the oven.
We got 35 minutes. These have a 30-minute cook time. We're cutting it close.
I guess even got the sweet baby rays.
Oh, he's going for the flip halfway through cooking.
For the dipping sauces, I have ketchup, ranch, and sweet baby rays.
A trio of sauces.
Enjoy.
I like how the ketchup brings out a very similar flavor in the barbecue sauce.
That's sort of the acidity.
All right.
Well, we took that joke as far as we possibly could.
I savaged it.
It was a fun ride.
You gave me such a headache.
Perry, what's so bad about Call of Duty, Modern Warfare?
Pretty much everything.
we are having fun. That 2v2 mode.
The 2v2 mode is great.
I haven't played that yet.
There are some really great things. If they would have ported the original Modern Warfare with the 2v2, with the gunsmith gun customization changes, with some updated perks and quality of life changes, the game... I think everybody would have been thrilled with maybe a couple new maps, but bring back all the old ones and sort of refresh them a little bit.
Is it the maps that are your issue, or is it the game?
Okay. The maps aren't good.
I'll go through several things. Gun balancing, number one. We all play Smash Brothers, and every character is rated by tiers, and it's usually S, A, B, C, D. The M4 assault rifle and the 725 shotgun are in the S tier.
I know the shotgun.
They are clearly better than every other gun in the game.
They said they've tried to fix the shotgun 3 times.
The last time they tried to nerf it, they reduced the damage of the pellets of the shotgun, but tightened the spread so more pellets actually hit the target. So it ended up actually buffing it.
That's like the mercy thing.
They were like, we accidentally buffed it. So
I was like, shotguns need to be in Call of Duty.
Yeah. No.
I'm saying, yeah.
When you have SMGs, no, I don't think so. But
To me, especially Modern Warfare, like the classic like Modern Warfare experience was like auto assault rifles.
Yeah.
Or maybe snipers.
Yeah.
Right.
Shotgun, like, because when you have shotguns, like at some point, whatever you do with that shotgun, it has to be, by definition, a weapon that kills people in one hit at close range.
Right.
Yeah, so it can't be a realistic thing.
So it just encourages people to camp. And that's the big issue, right? It's camping.
Camping in a corner.
Especially the way the maps are.
With claymores and a shotgun. Right. And that's what people do.
And, the footsteps are so loud in this one.
Footsteps are insanely loud. But the gun balancing, like, the M4 and 725 are in the S tier. Everything, like... The Kilo and the MP5 are probably like B tier.
So then, like, there is no A tier.
So you skip a few, and it's like, okay, Kilo, MP5, maybe PKM.
It feels like every Call of Duty, there's always one or two guns that everybody's going to gravitate toward.
Well,
or remember, I forget which one it was.
Not in the good Call of Duties.
Which one had the noob tube that was super popular?
Modern Warfare 2.
Which was super popular.
But was still an amazing game, and you could still use pretty much any gun in that game to do well.
Another one had the dual-wielding shotguns, which
that was
one
also
I
Modern Warfare 2.
This is why you got to play the 2v2 mode. Everyone gets the same weapons, and it switches. It's an even playing field.
Right. Even with the dual-wielding shotguns in the noob tube, Modern Warfare 2 is still
great. I just remember complaints.
You could still use any LMG, any AR. Heck, I had a class with the M93 pistol, which is a 3-round burst pistol. Was phenomenal. Was a great gun. And I never do run-and-gun CQC classes.
Yeah.
I usually do LMGs. But that's just how great the gun balancing. And look at World at War.
You can still do it.
World at War, literally any gun in the game. Semi-auto rifles.
That is the best one.
Even sniper rifles with iron sights were viable in that game. That's how evenly the gun balance.
DP-28 with iron sights.
It's weird to me that World War II one came out, like, that was a couple ones ago. Maybe it's just because I didn't play it much, but was that, like...
I played it quite a bit.
That was the last one.
A lot of people in the community didn't.
That one just completely went over.
Yeah.
It seems like the one people liked the most was... Well, that was... Black Ops 4 was actually kind of good.
It was okay. The Titan was by far the best gun, which was an LMG, which made me happy.
Well, the thing with the last, it was just called World War II.
Yeah.
They went too far, and like it was like that weird Destiny town kind of thing.
Boot camp. I did do that. I was like, what?
And it was loot boxes, galore. Yeah. And
The big loot box one, huh?
But the gun
gameplay, the gameplay itself was fine.
Yeah, it was fine, but they put too much bullshit in.
We played a lot of that one together.
Yeah.
More so than any other, all four of us.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
How good are the shaders in Modern Warfare, though?
I don't have that issue because I don't play on PC.
Why is it a thing?
Does anybody know?
Yeah, why can't you just install that as part of the patch in the background?
They must have had to explain why they have to install shaders every time you play the PC version.
There's two things.
I don't think they've explained it yet.
The shaders, and when you first turn on the game, the max volume is set on the loading screen.
Right. The logos.
My headphones are on, and I'm like, ah!
Like, it can adjust the volume for the game, but it will not apply to the logos.
I didn't realize that. That's funny.
That's not a problem on the console either.
AJ's like, I never turned down the main
volume. That's just a PC issue. On my day one Xbox.
Still going strong.
Has anybody played the campaign? Does anyone care?
I have not.
I don't care.
I want to. I hear it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
But I haven't played it yet.
I was going to until I got Star Wars.
But the gun balancing, the stages, I think it released with like 6 or 7. And if you're not doing 10,
how good is Piccadilly, though?
If I get Piccadilly, that's the worst. I never leave in a Call of Duty ever. If I get Piccadilly, I'm leaving right away.
It's That's the only time I'm truly off on that.
And if you're not doing 10v10, that cuts like 3 maps out of the rotation. So you're down to 4 maps, and one of them is Piccadilly.
Hey, but they're doing 3 maps now.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Shoot House is actually good. The new map they released. It's smaller.
I've played it.
It's actually good.
They almost went to this weird like battlefield space with some of the maps with vehicles, and it's like
just doesn't work. No, vehicles is so ridiculously unnecessary. It's such a nothing. There's like that one map where like it's all about that one big mansion
that everyone goes towards.
Right, there's like other areas, but it's like you might get killed walking. You're on your way to the mansion if someone else is going.
That's one of the 10v10 maps that you don't play unless you have 10v10.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple like that. There's that and the bridge. If you hold the bridge, you win.
The bridge.
I do like the bridge because we usually hold it pretty well.
But yeah, I mean, it's just not fun.
What do you want?
Look at the fun Call of Duties. It's you can use any gun in the game.
Were any of them ever fun? That gives
the replay value.
Do you think it could be fixed, or is it beyond hope?
I mean, they've already tried to fix the shotgun 3 times.
I mean, you have to nerf the shotgun into the ground at this point, so people just stop using it.
It's the maps too. Like,
and you get an so many
spawns, and you peek your head
for a second. And
they have a huge problem with spawn trapping.
So many sightlines too.
Yeah, like there's so many times where if you get trapped in a certain spawn and the other team is even halfway decent, you cannot get out of that spawn. There's no way out. You're literally in a corner with no exit, and you're just getting destroyed.
They can revamp maps. Overwatch did it.
And they'll change the spawn after you die 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, maybe
they had to redo that moon map like 3 times in Overwatch. I mean,
you always complain when
moon
we
map.
It.
It's still not great,
so
but
it's bad. It's all right. There's a lot of issues, and I'm actually very tempted to get rid of it in favor of getting the new Star Wars.
If there are no other games out, I would be playing it, but...
But now Pokemon came out.
What's your ideal... Like, what do you want the next Call of Duty to be?
Keep the new gun customization.
Yeah, I like the gun system.
I would focus more on gun balancing than anything else. Honestly, if they said we're porting World at War straight up,
like remastered,
World at War with all the same maps, I would be thrilled. I'd pay them double money.
$120
I'd pay $120 because I got 12 full months of gameplay out of World at War. That's how good the multiplayer was. I played it for 12 full months. So if they told me they were porting World at War, I'd be thrilled.
All right, let's get the Pokemon now, because you love Pokemon. It's your thing. New Pokemon's out. How much of it have you played?
A decent amount, probably like 10 hours, which isn't
how many gems?
Nearly enough, too.
Yeah, you're much further than me.
Did the first gym leader kind of make you think of Chris?
See, I had to pick between Star Wars and Pokemon, I got Star Wars.
Like a tall, burly Swedish Chris.
Well,
is this the guy from the trailer with the safari hat?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Always smiling.
The grass guy.
Grass guy.
Yeah.
I need to see this.
Have you been following the controversy at all around the new Pokemon? What are your thoughts on that? What thoughts on Dexit?
The national Dexit.
I just haven't heard the Chris. I know of the controversy. I've never heard Dexit.
That's what they're calling it.
So normally when you play Pokemon, it's 150 or so new Pokemon and then 100-150 or so old Pokemon.
It's never all of them?
Always? Well, then once you beat the Elite Four, then they're all
once
then
you beat the Elite Four, then you get the national Dex.
Okay.
And this one, I guess there is no national Dex. But there are a ton. I've seen Pokemon from every generation.
There's like 400 something?
There's this huge wild area that you can explore, and I got lost in there for like 5 or 6 hours and didn't even realize it.
I was like, I went out of this. I like beelined it out here. I'm like, I'm not going to get stuck in this. I'm going to go play the game.
I mean, I'll get more into it later, but there were a ton of different Pokemon that you could catch, and a lot of like higher level ones, so you could keep going back to that area and catch higher level rare ones.
One of the first things I did was like, I'm like level like 12 and everything. I get there, I run to like an Onix, like, oh, an Onix. It's like level 25. I'm like, run away.
All the best memes and like GIFs have been from that like stage that I've seen. Mm. Like the Pokemon like notice each other and interact a little
bit. That's when you're camping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I haven't played, so I guess.
So it's good. I mean,
I'm really, really enjoying it.
There's a ton of Pokemon in it. A ton. Yeah. I'd say more than any other.
Do you think it's an acceptable visual upgrade for the series?
I think
animations are still...
Like in the battles?
Well, not even just that. Just even characters.
The one thing that I've seen that's egregious is when you go up to a berry tree and shake it. If you look at the tree, like, it completely depixelates.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like just dots.
Yeah, the
it
trees
looks
are
real bad.
Yeah, but it was like, looks like real bad. There are all those Reddit threads before the game came out, like, look, the people look, the shadow jittering. It's like,
I mean,
who freaking cares?
Looking fit has never really been the point of the Pokemon game.
But I think it does legitimately look good.
It's also a Nintendo console.
Yeah.
Nintendo does not care about
graphics
as much. They care about the experience and the gameplay more than that.
But I mean, this is certainly no, like Luigi's Mansion 3 was like a big stunner in its kind of graphics and art style and animation especially. And I understand it's a big difference. That's a kind of pretty guided experience that's like
this game draws comparisons visually to Breath of the Wild. And it doesn't look as good as Breath of the Wild, but
you really just say that.
I would.
Well, it does because like it's an outdoor field with
why don't you say like Dragon Quest 11?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds better.
No, that's like on the Reddit threads, it was like, look at these screenshots of Breath of the Wild. Look how bad Pokemon looks in comparison.
The,
like,
the shadow cut off.
Well,
people like the trees and
Shadow the Hedgehog. Let's be clear that Breath of the Wild probably had like two extra years of development, probably three more years of development than this game did.
I mean, I can understand some complaints of like, give them an extra year of development for the next mainline. I think that way with a lot of the 1 year cycle games. Like, Assassin's Creed, look how well it did for them.
Yeah.
You know, Call of Duty, they could take a break or whatever.
It's like, I am liking it, but I, like, do kind of agree with some of the complaints. I just don't think they ultimately matter them.
Rage is never
My ultimate thing has still just been a bit of Pokemon fatigue that I've been feeling ever since X and Y,
This is why not playing much of Sun and not playing any of the second Sun one.
Ultra Sun.
And Moon. I didn't play those either.
Sun and Moon hurt me. Those were rough.
Yeah, well, see, like, I barely played either of those, so this is like, oh, I haven't, like, played one of these legit since
I was so excited, too,
because
I was so excited for the Polynesian thing.
Yeah, I know, I was, too.
But the two
it's
things that this...
tutorials.
Well, that's what this one does immediately better, is it gets a much faster start. Really? Even then, there's times I can just pick up.
Yeah,
but compared to Sun and Moon... Compared to Sun and Moon, it's blazing.
Yeah, this is, like... 20-30 minutes, where Sun and Moon was like a full 3 hours.
And I'm very
tutorial.
I'm very glad they brought back the thing from Let's Go, where you just see the Pokemon run in the field.
That
was like, if I want this Pokemon, I can go get it. And if I don't want a million random cards, I thought I would hate that when they announced
it. That's what I was gonna say. If somebody like explained that to me, I'm like, no, that sounds terrible.
That goes against. I need to fight 12 Zubats in a cave before I can leave.
Yeah,
and now
turns
I'm like,
out I was
wrong. Wait, why did I want to do that?
Right? Yeah,
there is a bit of like convenience creep. There's so many little conveniences.
Yeah,
now.
You're liking this like BFA versus WoW Classic.
Yeah, it's like because all these little things that have happened, and now even more, like EXP share is just on all the time. You can't even turn it off if you want to.
Let's go like that as well.
What?
I think so.
I think, but yeah. Well, you can. They give it to you early. You can like, turn it off, and I can't even turn it off.
Yeah.
It's just everything's EXP share,
which is fine.
You get EXP for
difficulty.
It's not. You get EXP for capturing Pokemon. You don't even have to like teach a Pokemon fly anymore. It's probably even this thing you get later in the game.
I'm
like,
fine with that.
And immediately you get a taxi, and like that's the thing.
I'm fine with no HM.
Part of me is like,
perfectly fine with no HM.
Part of me is like, part of me gets it, but another part of me is like, well, it's like. Part of it was that you were on a journey and it was hard to backtrack. And then part of me is like, who cares?
It was weird when it was still HMs, but you could still remove them. Like, why not just call them TMs as well then?
Yeah.
Well, now there's TRs, which are like one-time use TMs.
Yeah, I think those are cool.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Okay, go ahead.
You're talking about like backtracking. It was hard. It wasn't hard. It was just time consuming.
It was. But like, there were
like,
some like fun shortcuts.
RPG.
But you had like the Diglett Cave and stuff. And like, that's what the grass thing was for. Like, I don't know. I kind of liked that design of it a bit. Some of them were better than others. I mean, even if it was just giving you fly relatively early, but like you get this thing like the very first time you go to like a different town than like your pellet town with the two houses where you and your friend lives. That's the other thing. And it's something the Pokemon games have been bad at forever. The rivals are so awful now.
I want to make my rival cry.
No, he's annoying, but he's like, it's not like he's a jerk.
Evil.
Like, I want to, you had Gary in the, or Blue was awesome. And Pokemon Gold and Silver, it was a literal thief. Like, yeah, screw that guy. Let's beat him. Ever since they're like, I'm actually your best friend, and we're going to push each other to both be the best ever. Oh, you beat me. Gosh, you're great.
Well, I mean, granted, for the appropriate demographic for this game, which we are not.
Yeah, but you are.
I'm happy that my children will be exposed to that.
They're going to have to deal with bullies, Chris.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't.
And thieves.
And
they'll be the thieves.
You're supposed to beat them up and kill their pets.
Yeah. Take half their money.
They're fainted.
Even like the little things you do make it easier. Like you notice now that your rival picks the Pokemon that your starter is weak or strong against.
They switch, yeah, instead of being, that. Yeah. I just saw like, that.
Oh, come on. Like, they try to make up for it by giving him two Pokemon when he starts out, but it's still nothing. He has his little sheep.
I like Wooloo.
You would. You would like
and Dumpwool, his evolution.
I like the Crow. Who eventually evolves into like a steel flying type?
Carviknight?
Yeah, yeah, I have a second form.
It's so funny to me. I can name all 150 original Pokemon, and I played all the other games. I can barely. Yeah.
I'm the same way.
Gold and Silver are probably still pretty good.
Yeah, I can name them if I see them. Yeah, not like off the top of my head, but I can.
I mean, I know the Poker app. Come on.
Yeah, I was just saying that Weird Al Poker app.
No,
that was Pokemon.
That's the Pokemon.
Yeah,
even better.
Bulbasaur, Charmander, Golem, Pikachu. That one. Now, have you guys done any of the raid battles yet? Like, if you're by yourself, it just fills in AI.
Yeah,
I like those.
The Dynamaxing? Yeah. It's okay. It's not as bad as I thought it'd be.
Not as bad as Mega Evolutions.
And... Would the game be significantly lacking if it weren't there? Mm-hmm. No, it wouldn't.
It'd be perfectly fine. I think it'll be a fun end game thing for all four of us to do together.
Mm. Once Which we're not going to do.
We're never going to do that. Sure. Is there going to be a Pokemon difficult enough to warrant all four of us getting on and saying we have to group together?
It'd just be something you do for like the novelty of it.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It depends how hard it is.
That bothers me because that's like wasted development time in a way. Can't you spend it doing something else?
That's not really how game development works, though. Yeah, it's not a zero-sum game, necessarily. It's not like, we made this, so we couldn't make, our trees look better, right? There's different people with different
What is nice is the Watt system, the points that you get for the
dens.
The dens. In the open world, there's a bunch of people who trade TRs, the breakable TMs, the one use, for Watts. For points,
TR is also
rewards. One has like different, and they have good moves.
One of them has Surf, which I guess is just a TR now. Like, there's no HM.
One of them has Thunderbolt. One of them has Surf. One of them has Waterfall. Like, there's some good moves there that you can get pretty early on if you just farm a bunch.
I do like the way a lot of new Pokemon look. Like, I'm gonna certainly have fun going through it. Like beating the gyms and beating like that guy who's like your brother's friend. Like I'm not, but I've never played these games like the end game of Pokemon very much.
I didn't Pokemon Blue, man. Pokemon Blue, we just kept playing.
Elite Four. It wasn't really an end game to Pokemon Red and Blue. We just liked it so much, we just kept raising Pokemon.
You got to level 100.
That's what I did for fun. And like we would play weird games where we'd like be like, let's each get a Pokemon level 50 and not tell each other what it is and then fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't it funny? I remember you would be like, oh, I have 80 hours in Pokemon, you know, 20 years ago. Oh, now 80 hours in a game, it's like,
that's just a JRPG.
That's a weekend, please. That's a long weekend.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, it's good.
I think it's really good. I
enjoy it a lot.
It's definitely better than Sun and Moon.
Oh, yeah. Well, low bar. very low bar.
Has there been any of the... Like, have you guys gone on the Pokemon Reddit to see any reactions?
They all decided to hate this game, like, a month ago.
Yeah. So there's no... Yeah.
I saw people, like, posting that they were going to boycott it. It's like,
they are.
All right. I'm sure you'll go buy it on Black Friday when it's...
What?
$40.
When people talk about that, Jeff Grubb always has the best... picture that he posts on Twitter.
The Modern Warfare 2.
The dedicated servers thing.
So when Modern Warfare 2 is coming to PC, they announced that there would not be dedicated servers, so everyone got pissed. So they made a Steam group called Boycott Modern Warfare 2. Well, you could look at the roster of a group and see what they're playing, and on release day, everybody in that group was playing Modern Warfare 2.
I love it.
Wait, stick to your guns.
That's like the anti-internet rage screenshot. Yes, this happens.
Not to go back to the well, but I'm going to go back to the well.
It's better not be about goth girls.
No, it's about Call of Duty. Isn't it funny that, Chris, when we lived in that apartment, we had like 15 meg internet, and three of us played Call of Duty on separate Xboxes at the same time never had a lick of a problem.
We would sometimes blame it on that, but it wasn't the problem.
Now I have a 300 meg connection.
To yourself.
To myself. And it's there's latency, there's crashing, it's terrible.
Maybe you need to get a Stadia.
I might as well be playing at McDonald's, for crying out loud.
Oh, that's what, remember we used to do that with Nintendo DS?
Yeah. Yeah. Mario Kart. Yeah, to get free game rewards.
With your 3D.
You want me to talk about Stadia real quick? Chris, let's talk about our day zero Stadia.
No, I don't have my... I was so close to canceling so many times.
Why didn't you? I don't understand it.
It was at the point where it's like, you know, I'm a part of this. I'm excited.
You're a part of
it. I'm a part of it. I'm a part of it.
Chris, nobody who was sinking of the Titanic was like, this is pretty exciting. We're all in this together. We're an elite group.
You know, it's funny because I hate wasting money with things like that. Like you brought up before.
Yeah.
But it was like, it's $130. I like digital products.
I'll waste it.
Decent amount.
I'll waste this.
It could evolve. I have a problem with day one things, and
I gotta get that night blue controller.
I do. I've gotten better over the years thanks to my wife, but this one I could not. No,
okay, so
you did have an Ouya.
I did get an Ouya. So hey, we played a lot of Towerfall on that day.
That was about it. Anyway, so yeah, both of ours, our controller and Chromecast arrived tomorrow, but we finally, after like a 5-hour delay, got our codes. Did you see their posts about it? They acknowledge a glitch affected a small percentage, quote unquote, of users.
Yeah.
Where like they made it the biggest deal for weeks. Like even though these were shipping, a staggered thing, you would get your code as soon as it shipped. Well, then that became, you'll get your code as soon as it's shipped, but no sooner than noon on the 19th. Okay, fine. So everyone's like, okay, we'll get our codes at noon. Like, mine shipped on Sunday.
Yeah.
I got charged for it on Friday. It didn't ship till Sunday, which means I'm getting it the 20th. Whatever. I'll get my code. So, you know, noon comes and goes, no code. I'm on the Reddit and everyone's freaking out.
Yeah.
Which and as you'd expect, no response from Google. Like, they're not saying
anything. If you were on the Discord, there's a guy like Chris from Google who would say things every so often.
Yeah, but like...
But nothing.
Nothing substantial. Yeah. And then customer service, some people, it might take them 2 to 3 days to get their code. It's like, it's coming tomorrow. Like, what's the point of that? So finally, like whatever, they fixed the glitch. Like we both got our codes at like 4:30, I think.
Yeah, like 5 or so.
So,
of course, I was driving from work, and I'm like, oh, I got to get my name.
Yeah, you got to get that name in before Hatch Guy gets taken.
Got to get Balthazar.
Oh, my God.
It is too bad. Well, that's the thing. Like, there are people legit, like, who ordered their Stadia, like, for during the reveal.
Yeah, for that reason.
And they didn't get their code right away, but someone who, like, ordered it in August did.
Yeah.
And they missed out on their name.
I'm fine with all that, but it does come down to, like, blatant lying almost from Google.
Well... So it, you know, the review embargoes went up the other day, and it very quickly became apparent for all their 4K 60 ballyhoo, that's not really the case for most
games. I can't believe it!
Yeah, I know, Mike.
What?
Keep it down over there.
What? I'll
give you your time at the end. Like, so, for example, Destiny 2 runs at 1080p on PC medium equivalent settings. Granted, it hits 60 frames per second. An Xbox One X plays that game at 4K 30. Like, really? You can't do 4K 6? Destiny 2 runs on a toaster. Like, that game is very well optimized. Red Dead is 1440p 30, but some people said if you played it on the browser, it was doing 1080 60. If you play it in the browser doesn't do 4K yet. Apparently it will. But like, it's just...
There are so many different stipulations.
There's so many asterisks in there.
I lost track.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
That's why I'm like...
But here's my thing. If you can't play... If you can't do Destiny 2 at 4K 60 right now, what the hell are you going to do next year when the PS5 and Scarlet come out?
Yeah, how can you...
Like, the whole idea was, like, you're the most powerful thing ever. Look, these do 4 and 6 teraflops. We do 10. Like, bull fucking shit, I guess.
Well, like, what I'm excited about is being able to have a controller at work during, like, lunch break.
Yeah, and so... Playing. So
I don't think this is going to work over, like, the LTE.
Well, it doesn't
well at all.
If you
5G?
Have, if that's what we're waiting for. Uh-huh. Like, if you have a Pixel 3 or whatever Pixel phone you need, it won't work on LTE. It has to be on Wi-Fi.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But so I did tonight very quickly. I fired up Chrome on my MacBook running on Wi-Fi, had my 8-bit Duke controller synced up, fired up Destiny. You know, what is nice is, like, the game just starts.
Yeah.
Load times are faster than, like, even my PC version, you know, load times are quick. There's my character.
It does drive me crazy every time I load my PS4.
Yeah, no patching, none of that. And I'll tell you what, it worked.
Because everything's running from the cloud.
Do people still play Destiny?
Oh, yeah. It's not a big comeback because they did a new expansion and it's not Activision anymore.
Hey, get Stadia. We'll play it together.
I'm amazed.
You get Chris's buddy pass and play some Destiny with us.
I'm good. Destiny's good for like a month. It's a great month. When that Destiny comes out, man, those are some good times for a month.
I still gotta finish the campaign, actually. Anyway, but no, I mean, like, playing it felt great. You know?
Yeah.
And then no latency. It looked fine. I was like, hey, all right, it works. Now, you know, the problem is, I'm not going to pay $60 for Rage 2, which just went on Game Pass this week. No.
Like, I think I kept this pre-order to be like, hopefully within a year, they'll change something. You know, they have to introduce some kind of monthly subscription base.
Stadia is a good place to play your games. It's not the place to play your games.
It's not even a good place to play
your games. No, if it was like the model, which everyone kind of assumed it would be, where it's like, kind of like how GeForce Now works. You know, just log into your Steam account, log into your Battle.net, just stream your games using Google's technology. Use all the games you own. That'd be incredible. Absolutely incredible. The fact that
they have negative latency edge?
Yeah. Whatever. I hate those buzzwords. They should. That's the thing. Like,
whoa,
you're already technologically behind.
I know the buzzwords.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, like, the fact that they're so dogmatic about it. This is its own platform. It's like a new console.
But what the heck is stopping the graphic, like, that stuff from being better? Since, I mean, it literally can't be anything, right? It just has to...
Well, they have to just build that infrastructure, and I think they just kind of went cheap on their infrastructure.
Yeah, they have to have
There's rumor of what the back end of this is, and it's like Radeon Vega something. Not anything that great.
Oh.
Like, it's not as good as a 2080.
Wow.
Yeah. Not even. Yeah, I know. It's baffling. It doesn't make sense.
Harry, the show's been
super disappointing.
We've been doing this show for over 12 years. Uh-huh. This whole time, everybody's always getting excited about whatever new cloud gaming thing there is. And every time I'm like, it's not going to work that well, who cares?
No, here's the thing.
It works.
This is
eventually it's going to work.
It works.
And you're right. That's what's maddening about this. The technology works. They fucked up everything else.
We have
the everything technology. Else is bad.
Xcloud, save us.
Honestly going to be the one, right?
Have you played it since the day you got that invite?
I did
that one day.
No, I haven't. I need to. I had an issue with my Wi-Fi, it turned out, where it was throttling itself. And
why don't you play some PlayStation Now?
No,
when's Shinra's coming? When's Shinra coming?
Oh, yeah.
Shinra.
Whatever. Is Online still around?
No, that's been gone for quite
some time. Sony
didn't buy them. Yeah.
No, they bought Gaikai.
Right. Cool.
Gaikai?
It was another Online competitor back in the day.
You guys have fun.
Did you get hyped about it?
No. The Gaikai was there. It was weird. It was almost more like a marketing tool. It was strange.
You guys have fun with Stadia for a year till it gets like soft abandoned, and then like in 2 years when they're just like, yeah, we're not working on that anymore.
I'm gonna keep that controller right by my Daydream.
That's right.
Your Daydream. Pixel 1. God.
You're just a Google fan.
You have a Pixel. Does the Stadia run on a Pixel 1 or is that the Pixel 2?
You know what? I let the kids use it and it just doesn't boot anymore. So.
Oh, good. So they did something. What could they have possibly
done? I don't know. Is that the porn they're watching?
I guess. You're like, when we're done recording, well, I'll see. And this is the cool thing. Like, we'll just go to open up Chrome, go to Stadia. Google.com, fire up Destiny. You can see what it looks like.
Girl, I can already hear all the excuses you're going to have for my network or my router.
No, you're wired. You should be fine.
Well, it's just...
That is something else that bothers me. It's like, with your Chromecast, you know, did you see the...
I love the email they get. The emails, they sent this, like, prepare for Stadia email over the weekend. And it said... When using the Chromecast to stream in 4K, ideally you should have yourself wired. If you cannot wire to your router, try to be within 1 foot of the router on Wi-Fi. I was like, I'm within 1 foot, I'll wire that something. If I'm not wired, it's because it's in like the other side of the house, asshole.
I don't really believe you guys about the latency. Like, I can't imagine I'm going to play Mortal Kombat 11 and like.
I haven't tried Samurai. Well, we got Samurai Showdown as a free game, so that's cool.
So, was that a recent kind of announcement?
That was over the weekend. They added that to
them. They might have something else after today's controversy.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'm like. Part of me would be like, you know what? If it was like $30, yeah, like maybe I'd buy Red Dead and like this is where I'd play it.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $60 for Red Dead.
I agree. That's just a brand new game.
The Stadia Reddit. You think I'm delusional about this, Mike? Go on the Stadia Reddit because it is. It's people. It's funny. They're reaching, man.
Oh yeah. Usually when there's controversies, you go to the Reddit. Everybody's in on the controversy. Like the Pokemon Reddit.
Yeah.
Has been
nothing but negativity.
These guys like everyone needs to calm down. It's early days, and this platform can be updated anytime. I personally haven't played games since the PS2 because I just haven't had time to keep up with consoles, and now this is my chance. Like. If you gave a shit about Red Dead Redemption 2, you would have bought a PS4 for $250.
I don't understand this hypothetically.
And played
Red Dead. That's so insincere. That's not why this guy's doing it. This guy's doing it because it's some fancy new technology thing that he became enamored with. It's not because he loves video games so much, but just couldn't buy a Xbox 360 when it cost $180, whatever it was.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people trashing Gene Park from Washington. Is it Gene Park? Washington
Post? My buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His little, like, 2 minutes.
Well, this is a funny video.
Well, it is, no, but they're trash. Like, he's probably not even, you know, connected to Ethernet and stuff.
He was connected. He was on the Washington Post Wi-Fi, yeah, which is probably a bit crowded. I bought the
Stadia Reddit just to see. There's a lot of skeptics in here.
Yeah, there are.
But somebody's then, using the their comments. Leia controller. Oh, look at this phone.
All right, let's
Chris,
do this.
Is that you?
Let's do this.
Hey, I got mine.
Chris, is that your Reddit name there?
I'm ready to go. I don't need my Founders Edition controller.
That's incredible.
I'm good to go.
That's incredible.
All right, that's enough of this.
That's great.
Let's talk about Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh my god.
How good is Star Wars?
What are you two playing it on?
PC.
PC. You know what? It's funny. I bought it on Xbox because in the grand scheme of things, I really don't care all that much about. I have to hit 4K. I have to hit 60 FPS.
Yes.
But I bought it and I'm like texting you guys like, oh, I'm so excited to play. And AJ, you asked, did I get it on Xbox? I'm like, yeah. And then I researched a little and I saw the Digital Foundry video and it truly was pretty bad.
So, like, I just got a code for work and it was for the PlayStation 4 version and, like, part of me wishes I almost just bought a PC version. Yeah. It does not run well. It's almost kind of weird.
We've hit the end of the generation. Like,
no, but come on. It's like, is this game really doing something so much crazier than Rise of the Tomb Raider? Which ran great, like, you know.
Rise of the Tomb Raider, put it on performance mode.
I put this thing on the 1080p mode.
Oh, this has a performance?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know. And apparently it makes the frame rate worse. Everyone says don't even turn that on. Well, but, like, it's the mode. It's like, it caps it at 1080p to make frame rate better. Frame rate is still gets real bad, and it fluctuates, and it can just crawl. So the performance issue... The performance has been very disappointing, but besides almost everything else with the game,
runs great on my computer.
Again,
there is occasional like stuttering, but again, that doesn't bother me. Like very occasional,
nothing out of the ordinary.
Everything else is great. This is basically like the Uncharted meets Metroid Prime meets Dark Souls kind of Star Wars game with very likable characters.
What difficulty are you guys playing?
The second hardest one.
Yeah, me too.
Really normal, actually.
Yeah. And I usually don't do that, but I was like, yeah, try it. I'm enjoying it.
I struggled for a little bit, but you get
it. There's the first like big creature you fight, the one you drop in on, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That took me a few tries.
You got to kind of get good at the period, because you can't just like hack and slash it. You really do have to kind of play the game.
One thing that took a while for me, the blocking, there's a slight delay before you can block again.
Yeah.
And reflect.
Right, you can't just keep tapping it. Reflecting the blaster bolts feels like
it feels so real good. When you have the double lightsaber and you do it, ooh, you get two off at once.
Yeah.
It is sweet.
But, I mean, everything, like, gameplay-wise, the game feels really good. The combat
traversal
is awesome. I just love that kind of, like, open world, no waypoints or no fast travel. Mm-hmm, lots of, like, there's backtracking, but there's like, shortcuts, but it's not like a Skyrim dungeon where you get to the end and there's, like, a secret door and you're just at the entrance again.
Yeah.
You have to, like, kind of, like, go back.
It's like Metroid Prime.
Right, and you can discover new things or new abilities. Oh, the plant's really cool. The characters are great. I like Grease, the pilot, a lot.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
BD-1. Oh, really?
You don't like the pilot?
He's just a little annoying.
Oh, he's great.
BD-1's amazing.
Yeah, BD-1's incredible.
I knew almost nothing going into this. I want to get it, but I imagined it was like Destiny, where you could party up.
No, it's pure single player.
It's pure single player.
Yeah.
Pure single player. But how cool would it be if it was like
Destiny? No.
That's
not what it is.
It's not that
good. Go home, Perry.
My nit that I'll pick here is with the meditation thing and the whole, like, if you want to heal, all the enemies will respawn.
That's great.
It feels like, well, Dark Souls did that, so we have to do that. There's no reason why I just cleared out a platoon of stormtroopers, walked 10 feet to meditate, and they just reappeared.
It's a video game.
I know.
No, I like it. It's a punishment for, it's a reason why.
I feel like they just did it because that's a top.
No, it's a good gameplay design is why they did it, because it's a punishment for refilling your health. It's a trade-off. What's in about that?
You should be pissed that BD-1 can scan things, because you can scan things at Metroid Prime.
No,
other games have done.
Droids scan things. Yeah. Stormtroopers don't reappear because I fought real hard for a few minutes.
You thought too hard.
Yes, I will put back to thank
no,
you.
You don't.
Thank you.
Actually, the distance that they travel between these planets and the lights being in the game is not at all accurate to how portrayed in the movies.
It is fun having customization of things I actually care about. Like modifying my lightsaber.
I like how the names are. And aren't the names for some lightsabers the same exact as that thing you guys did at Star Wars?
No, apparently Polygon had an article where he realized like all the parts he was collecting looked exactly like all the parts.
They have
like,
the same names.
I don't know if that's a coincidence or what, but
yeah, like the one I did was like Peace and something.
Peace and Justice.
And I recognize parts from
I have the same handle. And I'm like, eventually if I get all the parts, I'm just gonna remake my lightsaber in the game because that's awesome. I got my pre-order and deluxe edition hilts and stuff. Well, because I have an Origin Access Premier, so I just give you all that. Very nice.
Always, of course.
Of course, of course, of course.
Part of me like almost wants to wait for a patch before I start playing like a lot more of it, but it's too much fun. Yeah, I don't want to start over.
So I bought the Xbox version, and it's still sitting. I need to trade it. I can sell it to you, Perry, if you want it.
There you go.
There you go.
$60
$60
That's a brand new game.
This is second hand.
Yeah, I bought that.
It's unopened.
Mint condition in box. Hey, I'm waiting for Black Friday. It'll be $39.99
It'll go down a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
$40 maybe.
$40 seems optimist for
45.
Newest AAA game in the world.
I'll take whatever I can get.
What do you guys think of this game controversy with the Game Awards? You heard this?
What's the controversy?
So explain.
I mean, I have issues with the Game Awards. I don't know if I.
So the cutoff, and it's correct me if I'm wrong. Any game released after November 15th is eligible for next year. Correct.
I think all I know is that we nominated Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order just based on my playtime with it for Game of the Year. But no one else played it at the point.
They go to different journalists.
The cutoff for nominations was November 1st. So because this game and Pokemon came out on the 15th and they didn't have like a widespread early play opportunity, neither game got into the awards.
Review copies weren't even in. No, right. I don't think this one could count.
So it can't go in there.
Well, right, next year, it's fine. No, but it came out before the cutoff, so it had to be in for this year.
Cutoff was after our voting. So games came out after we nominated games.
How could they not have foreseen this?
I don't know.
Yeah, two of the biggest games of the fall came out like in a period that left.
Pokemon wasn't going to win any significant awards.
Family game or whatever.
Yeah, something. I mean, there's categories it would have qualified for. You know, the Nintendo category.
I mean, my game of the year is Star Wars so far, so.
I know.
And that's kind of the thing is, like, I do
feel. Well, Smash Brothers according to Game Awards.
I feel like this is like.
Because it was last December.
It's like, this is like the year of the 80s, something like Metacritic. Even Star Wars, like, has an 80s Metacritic. Yeah. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, Control. Control is like an 80s. Control is like the most 2019 game I can think. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like middle 80s, lower 80s.
Yeah, it is that year. Like, it was an incredible year. Like, I've been awash in games to play, but there hasn't been like that God of War where it's like,
Because Smash Bros. Ultimate is nominated for Game of the Year because of the weird system, because it came out last December.
Why can't they just do this in February?
And like, even the games have
been let's face it.
Timing is important for them.
Let's face it. The Game Awards, you know, and people take umbrage with this. I get the reality of it. It's a commercial.
Right.
I mean, why do we watch the Game Awards?
It's a Kojima commercial.
We're watching game trailers, right? Well, everyone wants that shit coming out before the holidays.
Exclusive.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, it's like Smash Bros. Is definitely my favorite game in that list, but like, I'm like, I really want to see Smash Bros. Win.
Yes.
Like, to me, like, it's
so I know, because it was last year.
It's like last year. I was like, do I really need to give Smash Bros. A medal right now?
It was so well done.
I agree, it's the best, but just there's something unexciting about it.
I found out something really cool, and I may have mentioned this before. During the development, they actually hired a number of the professional Japanese Smash Brothers players.
Why would you put air quotes around Japanese? Oh, professional.
They're not really Japanese.
They say they're Japanese, but Perry, are they?
You think the Japanese aren't real?
They're not. I've never seen them, so neither confirm or deny.
Anywhere.
They hired pros to help them with the balancing.
Pros to help with the balancing. Little details like that. Such a common sense move.
Oh, maybe we should hire people who actually play this game. And
well, guess what? Before Sakurai used to do all the bouncing by himself, and the bouncing was very bad.
And Sakurai admittedly says, I'm not good at this game. Well, why are you balancing stuff then? Well, they hired professionals to balance the game. It just deserves
it. I'm not saying it doesn't. It would be my pick, and it does. It is the best game on there. It's just not very fun.
It's a 2018
game. This is like the 2019 Game Awards. Right. It just seems weird to me. Technically it counts.
What are you leaning towards then?
Well, my game.
Death Stranding.
No, that's another thing that feels weird. Because, like, and I get it that he's probably, it's like he really gets a say in who wins, but he's all over that show. He's all over selfieing it up with Hideo Kojima. He's in Death Stranding. Mm-hmm. It's a little weird. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, disqualify a game? Like, one of the major releases of the year?
Maybe you just say, hey, maybe I shouldn't be in your game.
That's a little weird. I mean, my favorite games so far, my three favorite games, two of them have been snubbed from this list. Fire Emblem, I'm pretty surprised about.
Yeah.
And that's like the thing. Like,
it's like the strategy game.
Because even all these big games, people, you know, they talk about it for a week or so. Fire Emblem, it just had so... People just talk about it for so long.
I guess it's just ultimately a little niche still, but I don't know.
And it came out in a slow summer.
I feel like nobody's appreciating Luigi's Mansion 3 as much as it deserves to be appreciated. Yeah, I love that game.
It would have won had this been in Japan.
Japan. Luigi's Mansion 3, so much fun. So such a good looking game. Such an incredible.
I'll get it someday.
You haven't even played Outer Worlds yet,
and that's like one I need to play. Yeah, that's Sekiro.
That's really cool.
A lot of people talk about Outer Wilds. I mean, I know Outer Wilds, but I didn't realize
it. It was okay. I thought it was a bit
obtuse. You're talking Wilds or Worlds?
Wilds.
When did Outer Worlds come out?
Outer Worlds came out last month.
It's single player.
Yeah, you can get Xbox Game Pass Ultimate for $1 for 3 months and then play that game.
There you go.
The one snub, quote unquote, that I'm excited about is Devil May Cry 5, because there are a lot of people like, this game's amazing. Yeah, and I thought
very mediocre. People are going to be pissed right now. Hearing you say
I like want to play more Resident Evil 2, because what I played was actually great. Yeah, I don't know why I stopped.
Right. What was?
The Resident Evil 2 remake. Oh. It was like super good. It was a remake to a point of being a new game. It was like really well done. So like,
I didn't touch that. More. I need to play it.
Maybe I'll beat Control. Control was fine. Control is a weird game to
that's
beat.
That's not what I haven't played. I like Control. That's one that I could see me picking up on a Black Friday sale. Like, it might be $30 on Black Friday.
Play it once and never touch it again.
Exactly.
Amen.
I think Yoshi's Crafted World is nominated for Best Family Game. Yeah, that game being nominated for anything is stupid. That game is
The entire family game category is Nintendo games.
Yeah. Cool.
Is that the one Luigi's Mansion 3 gets the win?
I think it was in there, yeah.
Yeah, great.
So is Link's Awakening and...
Link's Awakening? Why is that suddenly a family game?
Up for
no, I could be wrong.
Visual style or art direction?
Art direction and soundtrack. Or
Luigi's Mansion?
No, Link's Awakening.
Luigi's Mansion should be. It's incredible.
Someday I will play it. I'll play it next Halloween.
Where's Kingdom Hearts 3? What's it was best soundtrack? Which I did nominate it for, so.
Best Stranding too. Best soundtrack.
Best Stranding actually has a good soundtrack, yeah. Best Stranding has plenty of things that should be praised. I mean,
it's like one of the game of the year.
I don't know. I'm going to be furious if it's game of the year.
I feel like if I start playing it and I give it some time, I would be sucked into it. I just can't do that right now.
I like how you, Mike, you're like, this is not an AJ game.
No, yeah. Like, Chris, like, 50-50, he'll like it. AJ, you're going to hate that game.
Because every so often, I'll get that single-player game that's just huge and I, 100%.
Sometimes who knows why. But maybe Death Stranding would be it. I don't know. AJ would not like the weird delivery service game. If you can't handle this thing about stormtroopers respawning and a game made by Respawn.
I can suspend my disbelief for a Kojima game. I know how Star Wars works.
There's no magical respawning of enemies.
That's right.
How come some enemies take more than one hit to kill a lightsaber? What the hell is this?
That's stamina. They're blocking.
They're blocking. Why is there a stamina meter?
they're tired.
Mike's always like this big.
Jedi, I'm tired.
I am spent.
All right, I'm tired of you losers.
Mike, how good is Hearthstone Battlegrounds?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Oh my god, I'm so into it.
Played the new update a little bit.
I haven't played the new update yet. I'm sad too, because I finally got to play Mukla twice the other day, and I was like, oh, he's incredible. Too bad he's going away.
I had a big win today with the tavern bot guy.
The one that reduces the cost of tiers.
Yeah, because I just got that guy who gives the +2/+2 to like each of the
types. That one's so good.
And I got like one of those in round 3, so I just made a menagerie build and just won.
Yeah.
All right. Like, obviously,
Intentional menagerie build with robot guy.
With egregious pushing.
It was not egregious.
All right.
I want my Stadia achievements.
They're being tracked, Chris, as we speak.
Okay. Are they, though?
Who knows what they'll be? I bet that will just... this is like one of like 5 conversations where we're like, due to a problem, the achievements were not tracked.
It's not a percentage of them were not tracked.
I could totally see.
But then everyone on the AMA was like, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, you saw they got caught like creating burner accounts. Be like, oh, Sadie is great. Come on, guys. That's so Bush League.
Classic.
It could be some guy just having fun, but
yeah,
you guys are done.
Let's get Achievement back with Stadia.
Achieve it. We made one episode that we never released.
It was pretty good.
2009.
It was pretty good.
2006.
Well, Chris, that was Borderlands 2.
If you use your Ouya controller, it'll get a second life.
I'm ready to go.
There you go.
That controller was nice. I remember reading all the blogs and seeing the videos about creating that controller and how you know, they spent hundreds of hours.
It looks like a nice
controller. It's just a twin stick controller. Yeah, yeah. It looks like every controller does now.
Oh, speaking of controllers, real quick, I got an Elite too.
Yeah, how good. I bet it's very nice.
Oh, hey, it's so on sale good. Today.
It is on, yeah, you should get
is
one.
Is that $200? Is it more than the system?
One, one, one. It's getting there.
It's USB-C now.
I assume you're going to be able to use that thing with Scarlet.
Oh, yeah, they said as much. Yeah, they already confirmed because they knew it's our new system's coming out next year. But buy this $180 controller that you can use.
Maybe they'll have the Elite 3 by then.
Didn't DualShock 3 actually work with the PlayStation 4 and making that up?
Could yeah,
I think they did. Yeah,
yeah.
At this point, it doesn't matter.
The best thing about it is like so it has like it comes with a little wireless charging dock that just sits in the case, and then there's like a pass through the case, so you can plug in the case, put your controller in, and it's charging.
That's pretty good.
It's real nice. Stores 3 profiles now. The trigger has one more setting to make it short
files. Instead of two.
That's right.
Chris, for all your Smurf accounts.
Chris is done with Minot 59. He's like trying to change. I'm like, you're too old. I'm too old. I can't start getting used to a new handle.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be like on some things you're Balthazar and some of your Minot 59.
I'm only doing Stadia. I wanted because I work, I'm called Grizz, so I was trying to do Grizz with different instead of Chris.
I hate it.
So
Grizznauts.
So Christopher.
Wait, isn't that a bank?
Grizznauts.
Instead of Christopher, I was going to do Christopher. I thought that was funny.
Christopher's good. I thought Grizznauts.
Yeah, you should have done that.
Yeah,
I know.
You can change
that. Yeah, it says like contact support, and they'll help you change your name.
Oh, snap.
Good luck.
There you go.
They might have other things they're working on right now.
Yeah, Google. Yeah. Can I change my name?
Our servers are on fire.
We'll get to it in 5 to 7 business days.
Small percentage of users may or may not get their name changed.
All right, Penny has to go outside.
All right, she's like, come on, wrap it up.
All right, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody.
Wait, I have more.
No, you don't. You can find more of us at evpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and see, this is what Penny does, Perry, when I'm doing this outro.
She knows.
She knows. Find us more at evpodcast.com, Twitter, Facebook, all those places. Check out our latest episode of 90s Disney on Illuminations, Reflections of Earth.
Yeah,
we'll be doing our next episode on Muppet Christmas Carol soon.
Perry, are you joining us for that?
Absolutely not.
All right. We'll see you. Yeah, we're going. We'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Goodbye.
Bye.